last two shiurim we've spent on the introduction to the Akedah. Just to recap, the Akedah is you'll find in a Nusach Sfarad Siddur, and is brought in Shulchan Aruch that the Akedah should be said every morning, which is the parsha in Parshas Vayera of the Akedas Yitzchak. And as we learned in the previous shiurim, the mentioning of Akedas Yitzchak arouses tremendous compassion from the Rabbeinu Shleilam upon the descendants of Avraham and Yitzchak. It accomplishes a sweetening of the dinim, as we learned above, that any judgment that might be hovering above Klal Yisrael in general or over individuals can be sweetened by the mentioning of Akedas Yitzchak. So in last week's shiur, we spent on just the words Zochreinu v'zikaron tov lefanecha, just on the words "Remember us with a good remembrance before you." That was last week's shiur. So let's move on with the next few words, at least. And we say Ufakdenu v'fkudas Yeshua v'rachamim mishmei shmei kedem. Those are the next words. Now, I've mentioned before that this introduction to the Akedah, which beginning with Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu, is the same exact tefillah that appears in the Musaf Shemen Esrei of Rosh Hashanah. Right before we get to the end of Zichronis, we say this same introduction, Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu, Zochreinu v'Zikaron tov lefanecha, Ufakdenu v'fkudas Yeshua v'rachamim mishmei shmei kedem. Now, what do these words mean? Ufakdenu bifkudas Yeshua v'rachamim, and recall us with a recollection of salvation and mercy. Mishmei shmei kedem, from the heaven of the loftiest heavens. Okay, so the first thing we need to understand here is we just said Zochreinu v'zikaron tov lefanecha. Remember us with a good remembrance before you. So Ufakdenu b'fkudas Yeshua v'rachamim, and recall us with a recollection of salvation. So what is the difference between zikaron and pekuda? We're using two different expressions here of memory. Remember us, Zochreinu, and we also use the word Ufakdenu. They seem to be synonymous. Why are we using both terms? Now, this is a very important, very important to know what the definition of these words are. We use it many times. We use it by Yalav Yavoy, Zichreinenu Ufikdeinenu. We find these terms repeated many times, and we need to know what is the difference between Zikorain and Pikodain, which both seem to mean memory. So, there's a Gemara in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara talks about the psukim that we need to mention during Musaf on Rosh Hashanah. So we have to mention 10 psukim of Malchias, and 10 psukim of Zichronis, and 10 psukim of Shoifres. Meaning 10 psukim that mention the word Melech, 10 psukim that mention the word Zecher or Zikoroin, which means remembrance, and 10 psukim that mention the word Shoifer. So the Gemara says, regarding which psukim can be used, says the Gemara, Pikdoinois harehen ki zichreinus. the psukim that use the word pikadon are just as good as psukim that use the word zikaron. They both mean the same thing. Pikadon and zikaron are synonymous. Kigon, for example, what would be a pasuk that uses the word pikadon? Pasuk in Parshas Vayera, Hashem pokad es Sarah. Hashem remembered Sarah as she gave birth. Ukigoin, another pasuk, famous pasuk, pokad pokadati Hashem, right? The lashon that Yosef used, Moshe Rabbeinu used, I remembered you and I took you out of Mitzrayim. Divrei Rabbi Yosi. These are the words of Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says that psukim that use the word pikadon are just as good as psukim that use the word zikaron. So according to that, zikaron and pikadon mean exactly the same thing. Rabbi Yehuda says, einon kizichrinus. No, you cannot use psukim that use the word pikadon. You can only use psukim that use the word zikaron, because pikadonos are not the same as zichrinus. That is the Gemara. Now, how do we paskin? We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that you cannot use pikadon. You can only use zikaron, which indicates that pikadon and zikaron are not the same thing. Right? The Rif says that the Rif says v'afal gav the kaimalon the Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda alocha k'Rabbi Yosi. Even though ordinarily, whenever we have a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi, the halacha is like Rabbi Yosi, and here is the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. So, if that's the case, the halacha should be like Rabbi Yosi. That pikadonis harehen ki zechrinus. That pikadonis are just as good as zechrinus. Halacha nohug alma ki Rabbi Yehuda. Here, the minhag is like Rabbi Yehuda. So, our minhag is to use temp sukkim of zechrinus. We don't use pikadonis. We don't use pikadon. Which once again indicates that they don't mean the same thing. Now, what is the reason? What is the difference? And what is the reason that we don't pass like Rabbi Yosi? If usually the halacha is like Rabbi Yosi against Rabbi Yehuda, why here is it different? So the Aruch Sameach says that Rabbi Yosi is based on his opinion on Tez Zayin Amud Aleph. There is very interesting Gemara. The Mishnah on Tez Zayin Amud Aleph says, and this is as we're, you know, the minig is that after Tu B'Av, after the 15th day of Av, we start wishing each other Ksiva V'Chasima Toiva. Rosh Hashanah is approaching. We have to start wishing each other k'siv k'sima tova. So it's good we're talking about Rosh Hashanah. So the Mishnah here says in Daf Tazayin, Ba'abo prakim o'ilam nidayin, the world is judged four times a year. Right? B'Pesach al atua, on Pesach we're judged on the grain. B'Hatzeras al peiros o'ilon, on Shavuos we're judged for the fruit of the tree. Rosh Hashanah, on Rosh Hashanah, kol bo oilam oivrim lefanav kimnei marayin. Every person, everything in the world passes by Hashem like sheep before the shepherd. And the Mishnah concludes, v'chag and on sukkahs nidonim alamayim, we're judged for the water. So four times a year we're judged. So on that, the Gemara brings a braisa. The Braisa says like this, Hakol nidonim b'Rosh Hashanah, everyone is judged on Rosh Hashanah. Ugzar din shalohem nechtam b'yom ha-kippurim. And the final verdict is signed on Yom Kippur. Divrei Rameir, these are the words of Rameir. Rabbi Yehuda says, Hakol nidonim b'Rosh Hashanah, everything is judged on Rosh Hashanah, similar to Rameir, however, Ugzar din shalohem, however, the verdict is nechtam kol echad v'yechad uzmanoi. Each one is sealed in its proper time. V'Pesach al ha-tfua, on Pesach were sealed regarding tfua. V'atzeres al peiros ha-ilon, on Shavuos were sealed regarding the fruit of the tree. V'chag yedenim al ha-mayim, Sukkos were sealed for the water. V'odam, and people Neither but Rosh Hashanah were judged on Rosh Hashanah, because our din shalai nechtem yom kippurim, and the verdict is sealed on yom kippur. That is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. So again, we have Rav Meir, and now we have Rav Meir that holds everything is nidna Rosh Hashanah sealed on yom kippur. Then Rabbi Yehuda, who says everything is judged on Rosh Hashanah, but everyone is sealed. Their verdict is sealed, each one in his proper time. Rabbi Yossi says, Adam nidan b'chol yom. A person is judged every day. Shenemar, listen to the words of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Batif kidenu livikaren. You will remember them livikaren every morning. So, the word Batif kidenu means you will remember them, which means Hashem will remember everything that we've done, every more judged every morning. That is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Rav Nosson Neimer, then there finally the fourth opinion is Adam Nidon B'chol Shah, we're judged every moment. That is Rav Nosson's opinion. Shenemar, in that same pasuk that Rabbi Yossi says, that says about Tifkidenu LeBikarim, that we're remembered every morning, the pasuk says L'Regoyim Tifchanenu, that we are discerned every moment. Okay, so now the Gemara asks, Amr Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda asks, "My time with Rabbi Yossi. What is Rabbi Yossi's reason? Why does he hold that a person is judged every day?" So the Gemara says, "What do you mean? What is the reason of Rabbi Yossi? Kida Kamar Tame. He says his reason. It says in the pasuk, Batif Kidenu LeBikorim." Says Gemara, "No, Anan Hachi Kamarin. No, my question is." My Why doesn't he say like Rav Nosson? In that same pasuk, it says L'regoyim tivchanenu. It says that we are discerned every moment. So if you're going to use that pasuk, why only use the beginning of the pasuk that we're judged every day? We're judged every moment. So the Gemara says Bechina. The end of the pasuk uses the word tivchanenu. Bechina discerning iru ba'almehi. That's just that Hashem looks into us briefly. There is no judgment. So the Gemara says, Pekida nami iyuna ba'almehi. Oh, here we might get the translation of Pekida. Pekida also means iyuna ba'almehi, that Hashem just looks into it briefly. That's what Pekida means. Again, Zikorain means that Hashem remembers. Pekida is like visiting. Hashem just visits it briefly. So that's not judgment. So if that's the case, so the Gemara asks, well, if Tivchanenu means Iyuna Ba'alma, just a visit, well, so does Pekida also means that. So we're back to square one. Why does Rabbi Yossi hold that we're judged every day? So the Gemara brings a different pasuk, Elam Rabbi Chizda, time of Rabbi Yossi, Mahacha. The reason of Rabbi Yossi is, last is Mishpat Avda Mishpat Am Yisrael Devar Yom B'Yomai. Hashem judges us every day. We have a different pasuk. Says the Aras HaMeach. So according to the Gemara's conclusion and according to the Rabbi Yossi's opinion, that we're judged every day. So now Pekida obviously does not mean that we're visited every day. Pekida means that we are remembered every day. Right now, the Gemara falls off of what we thought that Pekida means just a visit. It actually means that we're judged every day. So Pekida does mean the same thing as Zikaron. So that's why Rabbi Yossi holds, and Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis also, that Pekida and Zikaron is the same thing, and therefore you can use for Zechrein as a pasuk of Pigdainus also. However, the halacha is that we're not judged every day. The halacha is we're judged four times a year. It's a Stam Mishnah. We're judged only four times a year. So, if that's the case, we hold that Pekida does not mean being judged every day. That Pekida does not mean being judged. Pekida just means a Yuna Ba'alma. So, if that's the case, we can't use Pekida in Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. Even though ordinarily the Machlaik is Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, halacha is not Rabbi Yossi. But here we all like the Stam Mishnah that we're judged four times a year, not every day. So obviously, Pekida means just a yuna ba'alma, just a visit, just a visit to our actions, but not a remembrance, and we cannot use pekida by Shemoneh Esrei. So if that's the case, zikaron means to remember well, and pekida just means to visit. Now, according to this explanation of the Aruch Sameach, we have no idea why we would be saying Zochreinu v'zikaron toiv lefanecha ufakdeinu b'fkudas Yeshua v'rachman. Visit us with a visitation of Yeshua v'rachman. No! Zochreinu, we should be asking Hashem to remember us b'fkudas Yeshua v'rachman. Why are we asking, or b'zichran Yeshua v'rachman, why are we asking in a lashon of, in a manner of pekida, which is iyuna ba'alma, which is just to look into it briefly, or just a visitation of the matter. The Marsha on this Gemara Lamed Beis has a different approach as to what is Rabbi Yehuda's reasoning for saying that you cannot use pekida for the psukim of Zichronis. Why? What is the difference between zikaron and pekida? And the Marsha says that zikaron is something that is constant. Something, when somebody remembers something, they remember it. Right? When you come over to me and ask me, what's my phone number? I'll be able to tell you immediately. It's something I always remember. It doesn't have to be in my mind all the time. Right? But it's something that I remember all the time. That's zikaron. It's something that I remember. Pekida, says the Marsha, is something that is only looked into at specific times. It's delved into, but only specific times. That's why we find uviyoyim pakti. It says, Hashem says about the eagle, uviyoyim pakti, on the day that I will remember, ufakati aleim chatosa. It's specific for a certain time, a certain period. So that's how the Marsha learns. The Aruch Laner has difficulty with the Marsha. He's not very unhappy with the Marsha's difference of Zikaron and Pekida. And once again, our kasha remains. We're asking Hashem, Zochreinu b'zikaron toiv lefanecha. We want Hashem to remember the Akedah at all times. So why are we asking Mufakdeinu b'fkudas Yeshua b'rachman? Why are we asking him that there should be a pekida, which according to the Marsha means only in specific times, that he should remember the Akedah? We want him to remember the Akedah all the time. So I found a Malbim. The Malbim, I believe, gives us an understanding that weaves all of these pshatim together. Of what is zikaron and what is pekida. He says, it is going on the pasuk in our parashas Achrei Mois, Kapitel Yud Ches Pasuk Chafei. Pasuk says, "Vatitma ha'aretz." It's talking about if Chas v'Shalom people do averus in Eretz Yisrael. It says, "Vatitma ha'aretz." The land will be contaminated. Va'efkoid avoina aleha. I will. Now, how this is used in this pasuk? It's literally. The literal understanding of this pasuk is, I will take revenge for its avera upon it, and the land will spit out its inhabitants. Now here it uses the word va'efkoid. which we know means to remember. And here the Pasuk is using it as the efkoid, I will take revenge. Now, let's also just take into consideration here, the other times we use the word pikadain. Pikadain is also a deposit, right? We have perik hamafkid, right? Where a pikadain is something that one person deposits with another for safekeeping, is called a pikadain. Now, how does that fit into it meaning a remembrance? Or how does that fit into meaning iyuna ba'alma, just a small visitation, just looking into it briefly, or something that's for a specific time? Well, how does pikadain fit into here? In addition, pikoid means to count. Right? Pikoid is mate levi, right? The pasuk uses count mate levi. How do all these different, these are all using the same source. But tifkedenu, pikoid, pikadain, uviyayim pakti pakadati, va'efkoid avoyna ala, here it means revenge. How do all these, how can all of these different words fall, use the same source, use the same shayrish? How can they use the same root? So on this pasuk of efkoid avoyna aleha, there is a sifra. Right, the sifra says, kiven shani peseach hapinkas, that Hashem says, as soon as I open the record book, miyad ani goyva es hakoil, I will immediately collect everything. That's what Hashem says. As soon as I open the record, this book of records, I will immediately collect everything. That is what the Sifra says. Now, says the Malbim like this. The word, all he says is the word pikadain, poiked, means it's not just to remember. It's a reckoning. That's what it means. It's reckoning. It's remembering for the sake of paying back, or for the sake of counting. There, it's a pakoid is not just to remember, it is to reckon. So he brings a medrash, very interesting medrash. Hashem says, Bal pikdoino isani. I am a person. Hashem says, I am one that holds pikdoinis. I safekeep things. Amalek hivkedetz the chavila shel koitzim. Amalek deposited with me, says Hashem, a bundle of thorns. Va'achzor lo chavila shel koitzim. I will return to him a bundle of thorns. And that is what the pasuk. That's why the pasuk says, "Pakoid pakadati es asher asa Amalek." I will remember. Hashem doesn't use. I will. Hashem doesn't use the word zikarain. He uses the word pakoid pakadati. I will reckon with Amalek. Meaning, not only will I remember what Amalek gave to me, I'm not just going to remember it. I'm going to remember it for the sake of paying back. That is what a deposit is. That's what safekeeping is. It's a pikadain. It's for me to remember what I have in order to pay back. Sora says the Medrash, Hifkida chavila shel mitzvos v'masim tovim. Hashem says, Sora deposited with me a bundle of mitzvahs and good deeds. V'Hashem pakad Sora. So Hashem is pakad Sora. Hashem remembers Sora to give her Yitzchak. Why? Because she deposited with me a bundle of ma'asim tovim. I need to pay her back. So pekida is a lot more than zechira. Zechira is just to remember. Pekida is to remember in order to give back. It's to remember in order to act upon it. That's what Pekida is. And that's why the Sifra says on this pasuk, ve'efkoid avoyna olel, which in this pasuk means revenge. Right? Ve'efkoid, that's what Pekida is, to reckon in order to give back. That is revenge. So the Medrash says, the Sifra says, as soon as I open the record book, I will immediately collect everything. That's what Pekida is. To collect everything. To pay back. And that's why the word to count is also Pekoid. It's to reckon. To count how many there is. They all share the same root because they all mean the same thing. Now, according to the Malbim, we now understand the Maharsha. Zikaron is something that is constant. Memory is something that can constantly be working to remember. Pikadon is something that only happens at given times. That type of reckoning in order to give back is something that is designated for given times, that is made for reckoning. And the same applies to Iyun Abama, the Gemara in the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, Tazayin, that says that Pikadon is Iyun Abama, is just visiting. What that means is, Zikaron, on one hand, is more about the remembering, because that's all it is. All Zikaron is remembering. There is no acting upon remembrance. Acting upon it is already Pekida. So the looking into part of Pekida is just a visitation, because that's not the main thing of Pekida. The main thing about Pekida is paying back. The Iyun HaBa'alma is, I'm going to look into it briefly in order to collect. Whereas the Zikaron is all about the remembering. So now, we understand why you can't use Psukim of Pekida on Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, if you look at the Pesukim of Zichronis, it talks about all the things, we talk about Hashem remembering. Right? Hashem remembers the good things, Hashem remembers the bad things. Hashem remembers everything, every thought that ever existed in creation. What we don't want on Rosh Hashanah is Pekida. Pekida is that Hashem should act upon it immediately. That's what Pekida means. To reckon and to act upon it. I'm going to collect immediately. No, that's not what we want to Rosh Hashanah. Zikaron, we understand. It's Yom HaZikaron. It's a day of remembering. Hashem remembers everything. We have an opportunity to do tshuva. But we don't want Pekida. So we don't want to mention a psukim of Pekidonis. Because Pekidonis indicates the just looking into it briefly in order to pay back immediately. So all these different pshatim come together. Yes, it's Iyun HaBa'alma. Yes, it is only Pekida is only for periods of time. And that is because Pekida is, what Pekida means is to remember in order to act upon it. And that's why, even though we don't want to mention Pekidonis on Rosh Hashanah, we do mention it in the Tefillah. We say, where do I want Pekida? Bifkudas Yeshua V'rachman. If you're going to use Pekida for salvation and compassion, that I mask him, Rabbi Nishleilam, that you can do immediately. That you can act upon immediately. But not everything else. So here, we're asking, as we're about to say the parasha of the Akedah, we're asking the Rabbi Nishalaylam, Zachreinu v'zikaron tayla v'nacha. Remember us with a good remembrance before you. Why? Because we are remembering what our avos did. Meaning we're proud of what our avos did. We're very proud of that. So we're remembering our avos. We're asking you also to remember for our benefit, for our merit. You should remember the zchus of the avos hakdosh. But then we continue. We say, Ufakdeinu bifkudas Yeshua v'rachman. Now, reckon with us a reckoning of Yeshua v'rachman, of salvation and compassion. Meaning, Rabbi Shalom, we want you to be able to act upon this immediately, to give us salvation and compassion. Now, where do we come to this? We come to this from Vayashkim Avram Baboiker. When Hashem said to Avram Avinu, take your one and only son Yitzchak and slaughter him, Avram could have contemplated. He could have thought about this for a while. Hashem didn't tell him when to do this. But Avram Avinu did pekida. He acted upon it immediately. V'yashkim Avram Baboike. Rabbi Nishalaylam. Avram acted upon it immediately. We're asking you, ufogdeinu bifkudas Yeshua v'rachman, act upon this immediately. Give us salvation and compassion immediately. And this really boils down to our avodah. When we have a hisoiris, when we're aroused, when our conscience is aroused to do something, to do a mitzvah, to take upon ourselves some resolution, we can allow this to be a zikaron. We can start thinking about it, and eventually it's going to dissipate. Or we can make it a pekida. We can act upon it immediately. And when we act upon things immediately, they happen. And that's when we can go back to the Rabbi Nishalaylam and say, Rabbi Nishalaylam, I ask you, Ufakdeinu bevkudas Yeshua v'rachman. I act upon my Yisoyres immediately. I'm asking Rabbi Nishalaylam to act upon the Zikorain, to act upon this Pekida of Akedas Yitzchak. It should be a Vekudas Yeshua v'rachman, a reckoning of salvation and compassion. So I was thinking that according to the Malbim, where he says, the Malbim says that by Amalek, right? Hashem says, "Bal pikdoines ani." I hold things for safekeeping, and Amalek deposited with me a bundle of thorns, so I'll give him back a bundle of thorns. Sarah deposited with me mitzvahs masim tovim. That's why Hashem pukah this Sarah. So, what we have to realize is that whatever we do, we are giving Hashem something for safekeeping. And eventually Hashem's going to give it back to us. So, in this week's parasha, first of all, the parasha begins. It will be as a result of your listening to my laws. The pasuk says, V'shamar Hashem l'chol sabris v'sachesed ashnishbal v'sachol. Hashem will watch for you. Hashem is going to be our shomer. Hashem, we're depositing you pikodin with the Rebbeinu Shalom. All of the mitzvahs and masim tovim that we do, Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shalom is going to be our shomer. And eventually Hashem is going to give it back to us. Now, what does Hashem want us to deposit with him? Hashem wants us to deposit Yiras Shemayim and Ahavas Hashem and all the different mitzvahs that we do. That's what Hashem wants us to deposit with Him. And that's why the pasuk says later on in the parsha, "Va'ato Yisrael, Hashem, Mo Hashem alekecha shoyel miyamach." What does Hashem want to borrow from you? The word shoyel means to borrow. What does Hashem want to borrow from you? Hashem wants to borrow kim l'giras Hashem lekecha. Hashem wants to borrow some yiras Hashem and some ahavas Hashem, and the Rebbeinu Shlomo is going to give it back to us. Whatever we deposit with the Rebbeinu Shlomo, the Rebbeinu Shlomo is going to give it back to us. So we continue. I just want to finish off this tefillah. We continue. B'fkudas Yeshua v'rachamim, salvation and compassion. So why Yeshua and rachamim? Every word of the tefillah is precise. There's no extra word. Yeshua and rachamim. So we've explained, in the previous shurim we brought the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Leis man de mevatel moisonim in b'nei anoshe ki korban hakedis Yitzchak. There is nothing that can negate, that can nullify a plague from people, like mentioning the korban of Akedas Yitzchak. So that is salvation. There is nothing that can be a salvation for Klal Yisrael like Akedas Yitzchak. And then we know the Arizal says that the Akedas Yitzchak is mamtik the dinim. Akedas Yitzchak sweetens dinim. Why? Because Avram represents chesed. Yitzchak represents din, and Akedas Yitzchak was Avram tying down Yitzchak, right? Which represents the chesed tying down the din. Now, whenever there is a sweetening of din, it becomes the in-between between chesed and din is called rachamim. So whenever there's a sweetening of the din, that brings about rachamim. So, ufagdeinu v'fkudas Yeshua v'rachamim. What this Akedah is going to accomplish is going to bring salvation. It's going to save us from any type of plague, chas v'shalom, and it's going to bring rachman. Mishmei Shmei Kedem, from the highest of the heavens, which is now Shmei Kedem, there are seven heavens. There are seven heavens that were created from Bereshis, that's called Shmei Kedem. Shmei Shmei Kedem is the heaven over the seven heavens, which is the eighth heaven. Now that is a place where there's only chesed. No din reaches the heaven that is above the seventh heavens. Now what reaches that heaven? We know that everything that is seven represents teva, represents nature. Something that is above nature, supernatural, that is represented by the number 8. Famous Maral, that's why Bris Mila is on the 8th day, that's why Hanukkah is 8 days. There is, number 8 represents that is above Teva. When someone breaks their nature, when someone shatters their nature to serve Hashem, one is able to reach that heaven that is above the 7th heaven and is able to tap into total chesed. And that is what Avraham Avinu accomplished during the Akedah. What Avraham Avinu did was totally against the nature of any human being to take one and only son and be willing to slaughter him on the Mizbeach is something that is beyond human nature. So he was able to tap into Shmei Shmei Kedem, to the heaven above the seventh heavens, the seven heavens. So we're asking the Fakdeinu b'fkudas Yeshua v'rachamim mishmei shmei kedem. We're going to say this parsha of the Akedah. We're proud of our father Avraham Avinu, who shattered his nature in order to fulfill your will. So we're asking for Yeshua v'rachamim from this heaven that is above the shmei kedem. Uzchar lanu Hashem alekenu avas akadmoinim. And remember for us, Hashem our God, the love of the Kadmoinim. Avram, Yitzchak, Yisrael, Avdach, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yisrael, your servants. Es Habris, Ves HaChesed, Ves HaShavua. The covenant, the kindness, and the oath shenishbata l'Avraham Avinu b'Har HaMoriah, that you swore to Avraham Avinu at Har HaMoriah, as Akeda, and the Akeda shagat Yitzchak b'noy al gav ha'mizbeach, that he bound his son Yitzchak on top of the mizbeach. Now we mentioned the bris, the chesed, and the shua. Now the difference, the Sefer Dover Shalom explains the difference between bris, chesed, and shua. Bris is a covenant. Covenant means each side offers an equal amount. You give this, I give this. Chesed is that one side goes beyond what the other side offers. He does kindness, which is beyond what the other side offers, which represents that Hashem should... So the first bris is basically din. Hashem should give up. We'll do mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. Hashem will reciprocate with bracha and Yeshua v'rachman. Chesed is that Hashem will give much more than we give him. The shavua, an oath, has nothing to do with one side gives. It's Hashem gave a shua, is that Hashem will give us, no matter how we act. And we find all three. Hashem, there was a bris with the Avos, Hashem promised chesed to Avraham's descendants, and there was a shvua at the Akedah, Kivorech Avarechecha v'Havah Avarezerach, Hashem says, I will bless you, and I will increase your descendants. The Dover Sholem says, that's why we find in the Pasuk, it says in the Pasuk, Koyreis bris l'rishayim u'mekayim shvu al achrayim. It says in the Pasuk that Hashem made a covenant with the Rishayim, with the early ones, and he observes his oath with the later ones. Meaning, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov didn't need to come on to the Shavua or the Chesed. They did enough mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, all they needed to come on to was the bris. Whatever they do, Hashem reciprocated. But we don't have enough good deeds to be rely on a bris or even chesed. We need to come on to the shvua. So koyres bris l'rishayim. For the rishayim, the bris was good enough. V'kayim shvua l'achrayim, Hashem will observe the shvua for us, the later ones. We should be zoicha, that Hashem should be v'kayim shvua l'achrayim. We should be zoicha to all the brachas that we will be zoicha to as a result of the Akedah.